Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Claire in Little Rock, Arkansas, we'll kick it off with your email. He said, what are your thoughts on probiotics during pregnancy? Great question. Now, a lot of OBs will typically steer clear of that, but some are okay with it. So it depends on the OB that you have. But typically, probiotics tend to be okay while you're doing that. But you always want to go by the recommendation of your OBGYN. Of course, fermented foods such as yogurt and your fermented vegetables are always good choices. So that's what you want to lean toward. But again, during pregnancy, you know, I'm always a big fan of just whatever the OB says, going with that. Now, we'll tell you, I think it's very beneficial for someone that's going through pregnancy, a lady going through pregnancy, to have a good nutritionist or dietitian on your team as you go through that. So someone can kind of guide you through that process, because nutrition is vital, as you know, during pregnancy, because what you do to your body obviously helps develop the little baby's body. So making sure, I mean, it's like women want to get pregnant and they just eat everything and they think it's okay. But the reality is, what you eat is what's helping develop that little baby. So getting plenty of omega-3 fatty acids, keeping your folic acid where it needs to be, plenty of lean quality proteins, leaving out the junk food and eating great food. I mean, when you take a woman that eats very, very well during pregnancy, I mean, first of all, the body's amazing. I mean, it can still produce a very healthy baby when you eat a bunch of junk. But imagine what level of health you can give your child if you really step up and make a difference in your own life, in your own health, and, you know, eat a really, really healthy diet during the pregnancy time. I mean, it's just amazing. It's 9 months of your life that you can devote to the development of your child, and I think it's one of the greatest gifts that you can give. So probiotics are great, but I would say that's very, very, very small in comparison to the overall concept of eating very well and living a healthy lifestyle and exercising as much as you can, lowering stress, emotional stress, all of that is vastly important for the development of the child. Okay, 888-283-7272 is the number. And let's see, got Daryl. Hi, Daryl. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I had a couple of quick questions. One was, I had a cholesterol test done, and cholesterols were fine. The HDLs and LDLs, but the triglycerides are in the 300s, like 320 to be exact. And I noticed that I used to eat sugar a lot, and but I switched to raw honey hoping to better that number. That's the thing. I was wondering, will raw honey cause that to go up too?
Typically not. I wouldn't worry too much about the about honey causing the triglycerides to go up. Triglycerides are usually affected by a lot of the processed sugars, which, I mean, it depends. If you go raw honey, typically that's a great way to go. I mean, the closest you can get to your local farming honey, the better, for sure. But your processed carbohydrates, you know, your pizzas, your TV dinners, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, all those sorts of things that just are processed to the hilt, if you will, that can make a big difference. And then, of course, eating the wrong kinds of fats along with that on a regular basis is going to make the triglycerides go sky high. And another issue that can cause with the triglycerides going up is poor adrenal gland function. When the adrenal glands, which are the body's stress glands, become weak in function, that's what can happen tremendously, is the triglycerides can go up, but it's mainly because of a vitamin B5 deficiency. When you burn out the adrenals, they get tired from stress and from life, which kind of happens. then what happens with that is we see a deficiency of the B5, and many times triglycerides can go up. Matter of fact, when you look at, and this is not standard of care by any means, this is more on the alternative medicine side, so just so you know that, this is not what your local family doctor would agree with at all. But just from the alternative side, because I like to talk about both sides. And that's, for me, that's the fun part of it, because there's definitely different viewpoints. But it's physiology. And if you look at the physiology of it, and you can see that when you raise B5 levels in the body, adrenal function gets better. And you also see triglycerides drop. And it's pretty amazing. So something to check out and do some research on your own. Take it to your doctor and mention that to them. And if they're for it, great. If they're not, well, then, you know, make your own decision. And hopefully they'll give you their blessing through it all. So those are some things that would definitely help. All right, 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Now, group programs, weight loss is a big topic. And if you know, with the show's The Biggest Loser and Extreme Makeover Weight Loss, and a lot of the shows that are out there right now that really focus on weight loss and the success that comes with it, it's the encouragement factor in the group setting that tends to give the best results. So the group programs they're saying for weight loss really do work best. New research suggests that if you want to lose weight, don't try to do it alone. Group-based weight loss treatment produced weight loss, whether it's delivered by a professional or peer counselor, said study lead author Angela Marilinetti, who's assistant professor of psychology at the Brosh College of City University of New York, said when people are in a group with others on the same journey, they feel there's an element of, okay, it worked for them or her, and perhaps it'll work for me. So I guess I'll give it a try. I mean, that's kind of the overall group mentality when you're seeing this. Research was published recently in the Journal of Obesity, and Pinto and her team randomly assigned 141 overweight or obese men and women to one of three groups. One group got 48 weeks of behavioral weight loss treatment from a health professional. A second group participated for 48 weeks in Weight Watchers, where the meetings are led by members who achieved and maintained a healthy goal weight. Well, a third group got combined treatment. They first had 12 weeks of behavioral weight loss treatment from a health professional and then transitioned to 36 weeks of Weight Watchers participation. Well, here's what they found. She said that when they chose Weight Watchers because of the largest commercial program in the United States, it also oriented to behavior change. And this is a big piece of what I really do like about what they're doing, Weight Watchers, that is, which included information on modifying the diet and increasing physical activity to lose weight and maintain the weight loss. So Pinto's team was testing the hypothesis that the combination approach would produce a bigger weight loss than going to Weight Watchers alone. And so the community concept is really, really good. And we will be launching very soon, just so you know, a community-based website where we can all come on board together, encourage one another, and track each other's results, push each other. And we've got a whole web community that we're getting ready to launch out. So just keep your eyes out. If you are not in our social media circles, go to getwellradio.com and jump in. Sign up for our email, newsletter, all those sorts of things so you can stay in touch with all that we have going on. But what they found in this, at 48 weeks, the researchers found no evidence of adding brief treatment led by professionals and then transitioning to the Weight Watchers program that actually improved results. But at 48 weeks, those in the professionally led group lost 11.9 pounds, while those in Weight Watchers lost more, which was 13.2 pounds. So the combination group lost the least, 7.9 on average. So the losses in the Weight Watchers group were greater than the losses in the combined group. Weight Watchers produced better results because of the group setting and the meeting attendance. It's proven that that works better, and also gave a greater tendency to avoid the most common diseases and beat being overweight. So there you have it. The group setting is definitely the best for encouragement and results.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Lines are open now, 888-283-7272, or visit America's Lifestyle Coach online at teamlifestyle.com.
Yeah. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. And it is. So what are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. I mean, the list goes on and on. But the reality is, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. If we can lifestyle our way into getting sick, then we can lifestyle our way out. And get well, stay well, and live well. That's the concept. And it really comes down to the choices we make every single day. And so what kind of choices are you making? Are you making good ones or are you making bad ones? That's the key. And what it comes down to at the end of the day is that our choices really matter. And it's so funny because I hear people all the time and they say, I want to get well, or I want to change, or I want to lose 30 pounds. I don't want to take all this medicine all the time. It's amazing. So you tell them that, okay, well, you got to exercise 5 days a week, can't eat the Fruit Loops and the donuts anymore, got to put those to the side. Whoa, wait a minute now. I've been eating Fruit Loops for breakfast for the last 20 years. Don't be telling me that I can't do this. What else can I do to lose the weight? It's amazing. So you have to want to change. You have to have a desire to want to get well. And that's really what it comes down to. It's a desire to want it. You got to want it. And if you don't, then, you know, many times you have to. And it's about making the right decision. That's all it's about. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Check us out online at getwellradio.com. Let's go to Stanley now. Hi, Stanley.
I was diagnosed with nasal polyps. Apparently, your sinuses are going full blast like an engine running all the time. Eventually, the structure breaks down, and the top of your, well, you get these little things hanging down, and inside your nose, you can't breathe. It's horrible. And then you get sinus infections all the time, and everyone that's had these has lost their sense of smell, including me. And the surgery, which is pretty expensive, they can come back within 2 weeks after the surgery. So I went to an acupuncturist because a long time ago he was able to stop the symptoms of I had the flu, and he put in all these little needles, and the nose stopped running, the eyes stopped watering, and that particular acupuncturist was very old. I mean, that was 20 years ago, and he died, and I found someone else, and I just tried it yesterday. And it seems to help a little bit, but can you tell me anything that will help me get rid of these things, because I don't want the surgery?
No kidding. I wouldn't either. You know, with polyps, nasal polyps, it's a little bit of a challenge. And polyps, in general, typically you got to look at a couple things. One is the body's inability to break down proteins can be one culprit. You know, and once you get them, there's no real way to get rid of them. Surgery typically is about the only way to do that. But like you said, if you don't get rid of the root cause, then you're not really going to change a whole lot, because the possibility of those coming back is fairly high. But typically, getting proteolytic enzymes, which are made pretty much from foods like pineapple, the bromelain that's in the pineapple helps break down excess proteins. When your body doesn't break down and digest your food, assimilate it and absorb it properly, then that's what can happen. Many times, and you know, so there's one little option that you can look at. Digestive enzymes, regular digestive enzymes, pancreatic enzymes can be helpful, but typically it's a protein or lack of protein digestion that can be a little bit of an issue there. So a couple of things to think about. And also, don't forget your foods. Cutting down inflammation in the body is great and always helps. And then getting rid of the histamine in the body, lowering histamine, which histamine are produced from the mast cells, or the basophils. So when you look on a blood test with your doctor, you'll see basophils. Those are pretty much what we call mast cells, and they can produce histamine. Well, eosinophils can do the same thing too, but it's the mast cells typically that you're looking at to make sure you're getting protein digestion, so there's not excess of those being produced or excess histamine being released. But anyway, that's a couple things to think about. But as far as like a silver bullet, oh, this works, oh, this is, you know, an ancient remedy that works, there's not a whole lot for the polyps. There's not. So it's about getting the proteins to break down a little bit better. So look into that. Your health food store should carry those. But remember, one of your foundations for anything like this is always to get your diet as clean as possible, getting the inflammation out as well. Quote for the day comes from Henry Ward Beecher. He says, the ability to convert ideas to things is the secret to outward success. And I would agree with that. So powerful. Very powerful. Our Gene Me is our question for the day. And, of course, Gene Me is a great new company. They're based on genetic assessment testing for customized nutrition. So if you think about it, when you do blood work, you can figure out exactly what's going on in the body today, or maybe even what was happening last week, or around this period of time. But with your genetic assessment testing, you figure out exactly what your own blueprint is. That's why I'm excited about what Gene Me is doing. If you want more information about them, you can go to getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me. If you get the genetic assessment, which is absolutely free right now, they send you a free copy of my book called Empowering Your Health. And you can get a free copy of that if you do their genetic assessment test, which is powerful in and of itself. It's a little home kit that they send you. Swab the inside of your cheek so it's painless. You don't feel a thing. And you find out exactly what your body needs, what nutritional deficiencies that your own DNA says that you need. Powerful new stuff brought to you by Gene Me. Again, the website is getgeneme.me. Go check them out. Stuart in Atlanta, Georgia said, I just visited with doctors, and the tests show that I have an elevated PSA level. Should I be concerned? Well, it all depends. I mean, your PSA, your prostate-specific antigen, is kind of our, you know, it's the baseline of what's going on with the prostate. It's still kind of the gold standard. They're coming up with other tests, but right now it's the gold standard. And so the idea is, if your PSA level doubles within a year, that's when you need to be really concerned. And so elevated could just mean you got maybe some swelling of the prostate, maybe a little bit of inflammation. Not a big deal. Maybe an infection. So get them to check that out further. They'll probably put you on antibiotics, but, you know, just to kind of rule that out if there's an infection. But the big deal is you want to look at supporting the prostate. Pumpkin seed oil, avocados are great for beta-sitosterol, saw palmetto, zinc, and also nettle roots can all be very beneficial for prostate health. And, you know, again, get with your doctor, talk with your health food store folks, talk with a dietitian. They'll all get you on board. We'll be right back. 888-283-7272. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio. Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Go online to teamlifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth, because it is. The bottom line is, at the end of the day, to go to the next level, you got to make changes. And no one's going to make those changes for you. You have to be willing to make those changes yourself. Because our health really is our greatest wealth. Bottom line, at the end of the day, that's what we all realize. So we want to help you. That's what the show's about, help you go to the next level with your health and with your life. Let's go to Barbara. Hi, Barbara.
I was on a gluten-free diet years ago, which did nothing but help. Got careless and got off of it, so I'm on my way back onto the diet. I started yesterday again. But is anti-inflammatory gluten-free kind of on the same table, so to speak?
It is. And, well, gluten-free is, you know, obviously you want to avoid gluten if you can. I mean, it's not, if you're not celiac, then you don't have to worry too much about it, because it's one of those deals where you can be gluten intolerant, which is somebody that has celiac disease, or if you're gluten sensitive, it just means that you have issues with it, meaning that you might get a little gas or bloating, you get some brain fog or some fatigue, and it really does trigger a lot in people, like brain chemistry issues, depression, anxiety have some links to gluten. So it's pretty amazing in how people are just sensitive to it. And when you come off of it, your brain is clearer, you can think better, you feel better, have more energy, less gas and bloating in your digestive tract. So it really does make a difference. And I always challenge people just to, you know, just remove it from your diet for a period of time. It's not like you got to do it forever if you don't want to, but it does make a difference over a period of time when you see how you feel. And there's a lot of studies on it to show this. But yeah, it does. And removing it, remember, there's four grains that do not contain gluten in them. It's not like you can't ever have bread or pasta or anything. You just got to find some of these foods that they make are gluten-free. So your rice flour, hemp flour, coconut flour, and buckwheat flour. Those are about the best four to choose from that definitely do not have the gluten in them and that you can feel pretty safe about handling regardless of what you're dealing with. So it's always a good choice in my book, I think. You know, I mean, I do that for myself and I always recommend that to for others just because it's a good way to go. And, of course, it can make you feel better. At the end of the day, that's what our goal is, right? Live better, feel better, have more energy, all that sort of thing. They say some super taste testers might be less prone to some of the sinus issues that people deal with. So a person's ability to taste certain bitter flavors is directly related to their ability to fight off chronic sinus infections. Fairly interesting here. According to a new study, the finding might someday lead to new ways to diagnose and treat patients with chronic sinus conditions. According to the researchers, up to 25% of people cannot taste certain bitter flavors. So they're the non-tasters. 25% can taste extreme small quantities of bitter flavors, and the remainder of people are somewhere in between. Now, how is your taste? Do you have a good sense of taste, or do you not? You want to call me and we'll talk about it. You give me a call right now. So the study found that a bitter taste receptor, which is the T2R38, that functions in the upper airway, detects molecules secreted by certain classes of bacteria. Well, the molecules instruct other bacteria to form a biofilm, and this helps harbor the bacteria. Dr. Noam Cohen, who's a director of the Rhinology Research Lab at the University of Pennsylvania at Philadelphia, said in a university news release that from previous work we know that these biofilms spur the immune system to mount an overexuberant inflammatory response that can lead to sinusitis symptoms. But they said in laboratory experiments with cell cultures from sinus and nasal tissue samples, the researchers determined that supertasters detect very small concentrations of the molecules secreted by the bacteria, while the non-tasters and middle ground tasters require 100 times more the molecule that have that ability. So Cohen and his colleagues also examined the patients who provided the sinus tissue samples and found that none of the other supertasters were infected with this type of bacteria. So it's interesting, actually. Based on these findings, we believe that other bitter taste receptors in the airway perform the same guard duty function in early detection of attack by different types of bacteria. So it's amazing how the body works. Bottom line is, and so if you have lost some of your sense of taste at all, there's certain factors that could be causing that. Usually a zinc deficiency will cause you to lose your taste. That's why they have what's called a zinc taste test. It's a little in-office test that can be done to see exactly what, you know, what's going on as far as your taste receptors go. So it's a very, very interesting piece there. But yeah, you can check that out. And if you live in an area that has a lot of copper, say in the water supply, the food supply, you might be a little cautious of that. And you might want to do the zinc taste test because when copper elevates in the body, zinc goes down. They're antagonists to one another. And likewise, I mean, if you get too much zinc in your diet, you can lose copper. So they kind of go hand in hand. Something to think about and check into. You can go online, shoot me an email if you'd like. Go to getwellradio.com and send me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. Or if you want me to answer in private, I'll be glad to do that as well. Let's go to Michael now. Hi, Michael.
Well, this weekend, Saturday morning, I woke up with severe diarrhea. And I didn't know whether I'd got some bad fish at off of a hot bar Friday. If that's, you know, I thought maybe I had food poison. And I kind of struggled with it off and on Saturday. It didn't get any better Sunday. I can't keep anything inside of me. I'm usually pretty healthy. I went Monday to the doctor, to one of these doc in the boxes. He gave me some steroid shot and some Motrin for diarrhea. Okay, I took the Motrin yesterday afternoon. I ate a hamburger patty yesterday, and then last night I woke up this morning, and even taking two doses of the Motrin, I still ended up having diarrhea this morning. I did go down to the local fast food and get me a hamburger about lunchtime. It stayed down. I took a nap because I work nights. So I took a nap about 2 o'clock, and I woke up. My stomach was still tore up. I ate some hamburger helper, a partial plate of it for supper. I still feel weak, and my stomach still feels tore up. I have taken twice since I've had it. I've taken a couple of dosages of colloidal silver. Today I took some vitamin D3, some echinacea, and zinc. But the main thing is that just 4 days now, and it don't seem to be, you know, getting any better, even with a steroid shot. And is a colloidal silver, is that aggravating it or helping it?
Well, the colloidal silver can help it, but I don't think, I mean, because it helps, it's like a natural antibacterial. So you don't have to worry about it, you know, being, a major issue. I think that's fine. But when it comes down to all the other issues with the diarrhea and that sort of thing, I mean, you've got to look at your overall picture, okay? Kind of the overall issue of what you have going on. And, you know, I would look at the bacteria within the gut, having that looked at. You might want to get a stool sample done with a physician, having that checked out from more of a natural perspective. There's different doctors that can do that. DOs, a lot of times, will get into more of the natural alternative. Naturopathic physicians are really good at this. So, I mean, there's several things that you can look at, several things that you can get into. But when you've got these kind of issues going on, diarrhea, not really feeling right in your gut, you got to look at the bacterial flora. So probiotics are fantastic. They put the good bacteria back in the digestive tract. And again, you can, you know, always want to look at the tablet, make sure it has around 2 or 3 billion microorganisms per tablet is always a good way to go. You know, at the end of the day, when you are looking at some type of issue within the gut, okay, the bottom line is, as you do things like probiotics, you eat fermented foods, you eat fermented dairy, it builds the bacteria back up. Many times when you have constant diarrhea that comes and goes and things just seem weird in the gut, it all comes down to what you're putting inside your body. So your foods matter. Getting into an anti-inflammatory diet, similar to the one that I talk about in my book, Empowering Your Health, is a good kind of reference point to start with. Now, the ionic silver and all that is fine. Not going to hurt anything. But again, it's about the foods you're putting in. And if your doctor's working with you, you've done antibiotics, you've kind of gone that route, then you might want to kind of look at, you know, other methods, if you will, or get another opinion or work with a different doctor for what they have you doing. Okay? 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give me a call right now, or you can go online, check me out at getwellradio.com. Send me an email, and I'll be glad to make it part of the show. The dengue epidemic is declared, they're saying, in Puerto Rico. A new epidemic was declared this past Monday in Puerto Rico's health department. At least 6 people has died, including 2 children younger than 10. According to Health Secretary Lorenzo Gonzalez, there's been 4,800 cases reported, including 21 cases of potential fatal hemorrhaging. If you don't remember, there was a movie out years ago called Outbreak that was based around this similar type issue, but dengue fever, it's pretty amazing. So you hemorrhage from the inside out, and the dengue virus is transmitted by mosquitoes. Symptoms include fever, headaches, joint and muscle pain. In 2010, the dengue epidemic in Puerto Rico resulted in more than 12,000 suspected cases and claimed 31 lives. Now, it's not as aggressive. It moves very overly dramatic, but it can happen. Some of those cases can be similar to that. So the hemorrhagic or the hemorrhaging that can come from dengue fever can be a big challenge. So keep in mind, Outbreak is out, but again, it's in Puerto Rico. So all folks listening over there, which we do have listeners over there, keeping that update just for you. We'll be right back. Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, while I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion 4 Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Go online to teamlifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Give me a call right now. We can talk about your health and we can talk about your life. Scientists are now aiming to make human sperm eggs from stem cells. A team of U.S. scientists say their goal is to use embryonic stem cells to create human sperm for reproduction within 2 years and eggs within 5 years. Think about that. So they said they were reinvigorated by the success of the Kyoto University researchers in Japan who used mice stem cells to create eggs, which were fertilized to produce baby mice, BBC News reported. We've been mostly working on the human system to do the same things, to make mature eggs and mature sperm in a dish. Dr. Rene Pira of Stanford University in California explained, achieving their goal could help improve understanding about embryos and the reproductive process and eventually provide new options for infertile couples. About 15%, they say, of reproductive age couples worldwide are infertile. Interesting. Where this research is going is actually fascinating. And a lot of people have different thoughts and opinions, for sure, about it and about what, you know, really to do with it. And it's actually pretty amazing. So that's going to get into an entirely different topic, crossing spiritual lines, and you're going to get into the conservatives, and that will be an interesting topic as we grow into that. And that is coming right around the corner, for sure. You will see it, for sure. I think we'll see it in our lifetime, without a doubt. 888-283-7272 is your number. You can give me a call right now. So, let's see. Let's go to Glenn. Hi, Glenn. Welcome to the show, man.
Hi, Dr. Asa. Thank you for taking my call, sir.
Sure. Good to hear from you.
Well, I appreciate your show, and I actually give free advertisement on the Trucker CB channel from time to time. My issue is my mother-in-law. She just turned 83, Dr. Asa, and she has had GERD now for over 10 years and been taking an acid reducer. And recently she was diagnosed with H. pylori. And the two antibiotics that she's taken are pretty rough on her.
Okay.
And my question is, she has beginning Alzheimer's, and I'm kind of afraid for her to go through more than one round of this. Is there anything you could suggest if I could, you know, maybe talk to her family about trying something more natural?
Well, I mean, what does she want to do? Have you talked to her about it and seen what her thoughts are?
Well, with beginning Alzheimer's, Dr. Asa, it's a little bit more advanced than I guess. It's just her family, my wife, and her brothers and sisters.
Okay, I got it.
Be left with them, yeah. Yeah. She's having a hard time holding down any food at all. These antibiotics she's taking.
Yeah, the antibiotics can be a little rough for sure on the whole eating aspect of it. Does she have a dietitian she's working with to help with her eating and coming up with some meal plans?
No, she does not. I guess that would be a good idea right there. And
you know, it's something that we just leave out. We just don't think about it. You know, if the doctors don't tell us to do it and the nurses don't bring it to them, well, it just must not be necessary. And the missing link, I think, for really getting your health to where you need it is having a good wellness coach of some kind that can walk with you during that process, kind of your day-to-day type person. And a really good person for that is your dietitian or your nutritionist that can literally come up with a plan from scratch, meal planning, putting your foods together, supplement program together, liquid, solid foods, whatever it needs to be to manage for that person so they can get the right nutrition in their body. So That's a huge piece, and I think it's vitally important to find someone that can kind of walk you through that. Because, I mean, if she's dealing with GERD and all, there's several things happening. I mean, she might be needing apple cider vinegar. She might be needing, I mean, there's medicine that the proton pump inhibitors can be helpful to her if she's going to go down more the medical route. But her food and her eating, based on what she's taking in with the antibiotics, is important too. I mean, hopefully they have her on probiotics. Do you know if they do or not, supplementing with that?
I purchased some of those recently, and I have purchased them in the past. I've stressed, you know, staying with the anti-inflammatory diet, and so if I bring up the advice of a good nutritionist, I think that would really help. Yeah.
Yeah, it does. The probiotics, most doctors, I'll be surprised if they would not be okay with it. Meaning, you know, they just say, oh, no, we don't do that. Just depends. I mean, every doctor, it's kind of like you got the old school and the new school. And the old school didn't really push them that much, but the newer school, pretty much every time they give an antibiotic, they're going to suggest probiotics to go along with it, depending on the therapy and depending on the treatment. So, you know, that's something that you definitely might want to look at, you know, as she's going through this. But, again, hydrochloric acid, HCl, betaine hydrochloride, that's really good, too. It's a supplement. Plenty of glutamine as an amino acid. Aloe vera is really good, too. Aloe vera juice can be helpful. But if she's got the antibiotics, which are throwing her system off at a pretty high level, then when you're dealing with something like that, you've always got to make sure the probiotics are kind of balancing out on the other side as it's helping maintain what she's dealing with. Now, for Alzheimer's, just so you know, there's a lot you can do nutritionally that I do talk about, too much to go into detail right here. My book talks about it some, but my CD series, my audio series, gets into it quite a bit as well. It's called The 8 Secrets All Healthy People Know. You can find that at the website. Just go to getwellradio.com and you can check that out too. But yeah, that would be getting the nutrition right with her, getting a good coach that can kind of give her the details would be a good way to go. Because the nutrition, when you're dealing with Alzheimer's specifically, plays a big, big role. Can't stop it, but you can slow it down very well. Okay, thanks so much for the call, and we'll be here for you along the way. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding...
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.